Hello, welcome to the first episode of... Totally forgot what this is called. Hold up, give me a second. What is this called? I named it a long time ago. We were supposed to do the first episode a week ago. December Discourse, that's right. Hold on, give me a second. I have to close my door. Kyle, you entertain, tell why we're doing this, what we've done before while I close the door.
Just for October, it's basically a few podcasts on the theming of the holiday, and this one's gonna be for Christmas and like all everything Christmas, I guess.
Yes, and we did. If you said that we did for Halloween, we did Spook. What the frick? What was it called? Spooky sessions, and it started from like August to October, which is a lot longer, but we're gonna do every Thursday. We've missed one Thursday, so we're gonna do two right now.
Huh?
Yeah, we're gonna have to. We can keep doing that after. All right, so we're gonna do top 10 Christmas movies. I almost said Halloween. Top 10 Christmas movies now, and then songs will be also posted later, because we missed last week. Give me a second. I gotta close my door again. Isn't that... So Christmas Eve is the Thursday, so we're doing it every Thursday, and the last one should line up on Thursday, which would be Christmas Eve, and we'll do our last one the morning of that or so. But, yeah. Number 10. You go first. How about of our top 10 Christmas movies?
Okay, I think this one, hold on, I gotta close my door.
My gosh, dude.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey live action one. It's weird, because it has a really, it has a really weird feel. I don't know, who directed it?
Tim Burton, I think?
That makes sense. It has a really weird feel, it has a lot of Dutch angles, like zoom in, high zoom in, like time lapse, and then like very quick and stuff. It's pretty creepy. I think I watched it when I was six, so I have this weird association with it. But it's a good movie. It's just, I think it deserves to be number 10.
Ron Howard, not... It feels like a freaking Tim Burton movie, but no, it's Ron Howard. I don't know who that is, though. Let me see what else he does.
He is different.
Yeah, that's also my number 10. Yeah, the freaking Jim Carrey is the weirdest but like best choice for the Grinch, because like usually the Grinch in the book and in the thing is kind of like scary, and then he kind of made it into a more of a comedy. Apollo 13, stuff like that. This Is Us. Yeah, I recognize his name. Yeah, I recognize his name. It's just like a weird feeling. Yeah, it's just a very different movie. It's not like a heart. Well, it kind of gets heartfelt, but it's more comedy than anything. That's
creepy too.
Number 10. Yeah, it does get weird and creepy.
Okay, my number 9 is not any of the live action ones. They should really make a live action one now. That would be cool. But the animated Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens' book made into there's an old live act, like actual movies, but this one is like a motion capture. It's Jim Carrey too, isn't it? He plays a Scrooge, and it's like it's all CGI and animation, and it's really good. It's not like Disney. Well, it is Disney, but it's not like the old animation. It's a newer, very realistic.
Yeah.
It's like a video game.
Polar Express, if you've seen that, feels a lot like it's the motion capture. Have you, do you know what is the most popular Christmas Story adaptation? I mean, freaking Christmas Carol adaptation?
Scrooge, probably.
It's the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh yeah, that's huge.
It's actually pretty good. Like, I watched it, like, on Thanksgiving Day. It's pretty freaking... It's, like, the same. It's, like, louder, though. My number 9 is Home Alone, even though I don't really regard it as a Christmas movie. I like to watch it during Christmas because it has, because it has Christmas in it, like, you know, like, obviously, it's not, I don't go like, oh, the Christmas movie, Home Alone. I'll be like, oh, that Home Alone movie with Christmas in it, yeah, I'll watch it.
So you would watch it any
But I like to watch it during the holidays, because, but season, the second one is more Christmassy, because they literally go for Christmas to New York, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's
both
Christmas.
Well, yeah, but,
I like the Christmas in Europe.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my number nine.
My number eight is Mr. Grinch. I think that's what it was called, the anime.
Oh, yeah.
What was that animator? It wasn't Disney. I think it was the same one.
Pixar?
No, I don't know. I think it was a small company. Smaller, I mean. But everyone hated it. I loved it. It's like the perfect... It's different than the Grinch, the regular Grinch story. It's a little bit different. But it has like a touch of like a Disney sort of feel. Kind of like animation, like a modern day animation. And it's actually really funny and pretty good. Especially the like music in it too. Which is
Illumination. Cool. Illumination.
Yeah, so Minions.
Illumination.
Illumination.
That's a big company. That's
this kid, alright. My number eight is the stop motion Santa Claus is Coming to Town. This one usually airs like the day after Thanksgiving on like live TV. I don't even see it airing any time other than that. It's more of like a get you in the mood, and it's kind of like a history kind of thing. It's not just like a regular story. It's kind of like, well, obviously, yeah, it's like a fate. It's like a fiction. It's history fiction, which is, and there's like narrator. I think the narrator I heard was Danny Kaye from White Christmas.
That makes sense.
Do you you see like the puppet made after him?
Yeah, the he was like a.
He looks a lot like him.
He had like a long chin and.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really like it. The songs. 1 foot in front of the other.
It's something about that one.
And soon you'll be walking out the door.
The ending is weird. Maybe it's just because it's older.
There's a lot of plot holes too, but it's still, it's like nostalgic. I kind of like it.
Okay, my number seven is another stop motion, Rudolph the Red-Nosed, which I think is the best stop motion of all of them. It's the, I keep forgetting, this is the one where there's also the other, to keep the story going, there's the other elf that, like, doesn't want to work. He wants to sing. Oh, no, he wants to be a dentist.
Yeah.
And so they have two stories going, and they all, like, they collide, so to speak, and their stories kind of, like, combine, and it's just, it's a pretty good story. I haven't seen it in a long time. Hopefully it's, like, on YouTube. But
yeah, I think it is. That's what I watched last time. My number seven is It's a Wonderful Life, which is also, it's like iffy on a Christmas movie, but it is. It's a Christmas movie. I don't know if you've seen this recently, but you need to, because it's actually really good. I think it's made at this around the same time as White Christmas, because it gives us the same feeling of like, the like editing. There's like editing mistakes everywhere. It will be like they'll be talking and then we'll go like cool, and they're like talking something else or like just a bunch of things that you know would be past, like they wouldn't care back in the 1970s, 1960s or whatever. And then of course the main character, Jimmy Stewart, is that the name?
All the old movies were
He's kind of over the top sometimes. But the angel was the best part. He was the best actor of it, and it's really pretty. 1946, gosh dang.
What is this story again?
1946. It was a guy like had a whole life, and he like did a lot of things, but then he was like and he got like broke or something, or like his company was shut down, he lost a bunch of money, and he was about to like, or he was on a bridge and thinking about jumping off, and then like an angel went down to get his wings. He had to go save him and then show him how many things he actually saved. Like, I thought at first it was gonna be like Scrooge, where he shows what would happen if he died, but it was like, what would happen if he never existed? And there's like all these things that it showed at the beginning that was really prolonged, I thought, until they kind of showed it. I was like, oh, okay, I see why it took a long time. And a bunch of things, like a guy died when he actually saved, or like a kid died when he actually saved him from dying, and stuff like that. Prime. And it was color vision, too, which is pretty cool, because I think...
Really?
I yeah. So, yeah, 1942 was White Christmas, and then 1946, I think,
really?
Was...
White Christmas was 42?
Yeah, seriously.
That was like 60. Wait, Home Alone is number 6. Because this is not a Christmas movie. Yes, it is.
It's not a Christmas movie.
You got my voice.
It's such a good... It's good because it's like one of the most perfect movies. Because it's really funny. The story is real. It's not like... You know those movies that just have so many problems and just gets annoying, like problem after problem after problem, and you're like,
"Die, Wimpy Kid."
He's a legend in this movie, and it has just the amount of Christmas for it to be a Christmas movie, and the fact that the reason why it's a Christmas movie is because the Christmas kind of drives the factor of the plot that they're gone for Christmas.
Well, it could be Thanksgiving. It could be 4th of July. It could be any holiday that made them leave.
It's that the reason why the movie happens, because they left in the first place.
I guess.
Because it's Christmas. I don't know, but it has...
We should do a whole episode on deciding what movies are Christmas movies and what are not.
Yeah, Die Hard and Home Alone. Oh, okay. But yeah, it's pretty good up there. After this, it just gets to the legendary movies. So this is the last good.
Yeah, I think we have the same top three at least. My number 6 is The Santa Claus. This one
really?
Is a tradition that we watch every time we decorate. We just will be decorating the living room, because it takes a long time to decorate the living room. We have a bunch of stuff. And we should be doing that tomorrow, actually.
We have a huge living room.
No. We just have a bunch of stuff to put, like, garland and, like, decorate the tree, stuff like that. We watch that every time, and it's... I don't know if it's because that's a tradition and that's what I remember while decorating, but it's still a really freaking good movie. I watched, like,
it's
this essay about... how bad it is, and it kind of like showed some plot holes and things that didn't make sense, but I was like, well, you kind of gotta overlook it. There's like a bunch of stuff that you have to overlook, and
it's not a serious movie. That's the point of it.
Yeah,
plot holes in like serious movie are a problem, but like in this, like,
I can't believe I've gone 16 years knowing what Claus, maybe not 16, knowing what Claus means, but I knew what Claus means, and I knew it was named Santa Claus, but I never put together it was the Santa Claus in the title. But I knew in that scene he's like, the Santa Claus, not a clause, it's a clause, and I knew what that meant, but I never realized the title was named Santa Claus. I just never saw the E. I don't know why.
I figured it out last year, like, oh, and because of that movie, I've always thought it was Claus with an E, so it was, like, weird when I saw it without an E. It was strange.
And then the sequels are fine, like, the one where he gets a clone, like, Jack Frost is the third one, that one's okay, but the second one is pretty good. If you, like, take out the cloned Santa and then just... have it focus on him getting a wife, and then maybe have a thing with a kid it already is a thing, but then that would definitely make it better than the first one. But still, the first one kind of reigns over all of them.
Yeah, the first one doesn't have... I think the best Christmas movies are the one that don't have like antagonists except people, because that one was such a good... The second one feels like it's like, oh, like a superhero kind of you gotta defeat the villains, but the first one was, like, a nice...
Yeah, and literally, all of these movies, I don't think there's a bad guy. Besides, like, Grinch Stole Christmas and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, yeah, there really isn't, except, like, Thief, maybe, sometimes.
Yeah. It's mostly the main character that is the bad guy himself.
That shows that there doesn't only have to be many conflicts. Okay, my number five, this is the legendary, this is the good big boy zone. Number five, A Christmas Story. The
that low?
What did that low?
It should be higher.
No, there's just everything else before it. Above it is like amazing.
1983.
Really?
Yeah.
1983. It is a weird camera. It feels like a 70s movie, but it's just a perfect like. Not, I guess, coming of age. It feels like those like It or Stand by Me. It's very centered on the kids' problems, and it goes through like different times, but it's all in this one year, or I guess one winter, of Ralphie, or Ralph, who, weirdly, the plot is that he wants a BB gun, but everything else happens, and you just kind of forget that's the plot.
Literally it. It's literally just a nostalgic film, basically.
Yeah, it's, the nostalgia is the best part about it, and I don't know, it's weird, because all these movies, I wonder what it would be like not growing up with it and just watching it on my own, because I feel like I would be really bored of White Christmas if I didn't watch it growing up.
And it's super cheesy, too. Like, Ralphie! Or, like, all of these, like, things that you were like, ugh, she watched it the first time, and like, that's weird.
It's like the 80s.
Almost like it was made in the 80s. My number five... is you're going to be really weirded out, but I don't know if you remember or even seen this. I think you have seen this.
Don't say Christmas Carnival.
No. Oh, that could be up there, though. Christmas with the Cranks. It's on
number
Netflix.
Five?
It's super good. Basically, this is with Tim Allen and... what's the girl from freaking...
Jamie
Lee Curtis?
Yeah, it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think it is. It's either... yeah. It's basically like the opposite of Chris, freaking that movie, Home Alone. Basically, their daughter is going, like on a trip with, her boyfriend or something, and they want, and then the parents want, instead of, cause their neighborhood is really Christmas out, they love Christmas, and they, instead of staying home for Christmas, they want to go on vacation to, like, Hawaii, I think, for Christmas, and everybody's, like, crazy, they're, like, wanting to know why, and they usually do a big Christmas party there every year, and they tell everyone, and they all get mad, and just before they're, like, planning to go, the daughter says that she's coming home, and they have to stop everything, cancel, start a Christmas party before the daughter gets back home. It sounds really chaotic. It basically is. It kind of makes no sense at some points, but there's a bunch of other additions to it. It's just it's more of Santa Claus and Elf. It's more of like a comedy with a bunch of just crazy things going on. That's hilarious, but it's super good. And if you like watch it, it will become a classic.
Yeah, I like it. It's one of the, like, problem movies where there's, like, 30...
Yep. Seriously.
Spoiler alert, the freaking turkey gets run over. That's so annoying. It rolls down an entire parking lot and then just drops right in front. It was the last turkey. It's one of those where, like,
yeah.
It's a good movie other than that.
Yeah.
Okay, number four. Number four deserves to be... Christmas Vacation.
You stop! I hate you! Stop! Stop!
What?
That high, bro. I mean low. Frick.
I was about to say, if you said that.
I swear, if you put freaking Elf before Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation is like really... I think it has the same nostalgia factor as like Christmas Story. I don't know when it was made, 90s or something?
Yeah. 89 or something.
I think it's got to be the funniest on this list.
It definitely is.
And it like has
89, to be easy. Right on the dot, bro. Holy.
It has a really, it has a really nice feel that you would want from a Christmas movie. I don't know how many people know about this because really, I haven't heard that much people talk about Christmas Vacation. But it's a really good. There is a lot of conflicts in this, but I don't know why. But it's really, it pays off, and I definitely think the acting is one of the best parts because for a comedy, acting is not a huge part, but for this. What's the dude's name that plays him? Chevy.
Yeah, Chevy Chase. Yeah.
That guy and like literally everyone else that makes this movie so good. I remember it's like a pretty long movie, which I like. But yeah, I think it's a perfect Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I found
something up number four.
Yeah.
My number four is Elf. Good old Will Ferrell. I guess it's just tradition nostalgia because we watch it every year along with these other ones. If you don't know it, I don't know where you've been. I think it's 2004 I saw. Basically, I don't like. There's a baby at adoption center that crawls into Santa's bag and then goes to the North Pole, and then they think it's an elf, but then he gets raised by elves, and then he, like, whenever he's, like, 30, and he's, like, 10 times as tall as everybody, and then he goes and tries to find his real dad, but his real dad's on the naughty list. It's so weird out of context, bro.
Oh my gosh.
But it's really cool. It's like really iconic and good. You just have to see it. I think Will Ferrell, if it wasn't Will Ferrell, I don't think it would be as good as it is right now. But it's pretty good movie.
It sounds weird, but it's
also music is beautiful. It should not be this beautiful. It's just a comedy, but the music dun 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 dun. It's kind of like the Polar Express. I think Polar Express came after and they kind of copied it, but Elf did it first and it was beautiful.
Okay, number three is rightfully deserved for Santa Claus. This is, like Ben said, we usually watch this every, like, 9th or 10th of December, and it's weird. The first half of the movie is real different from the second half.
Yeah.
When it comes to terms of like what the plot is. Like the first half is like, oh, what he has to take care of him, and then all this stuff happens, and he's like, oh, am I changing into Santa? And then he realizes he's Santa, and now he has to
be Santa.
What does he have to do? Yeah, he just have to be.
It takes course over a year, which is like very rare for a film.
Yeah, it's weird. Like there's two Christmases in the movie, which is strange. But it's a really good comedy, and Tim Allen obviously makes a movie, and I think it deserves to be third.
Yes. But you know what?
Oh, so I know you're top two. Wow.
Do you know what deserves to be third more? Christmas Story. Also nostalgia. We can say nostalgia for every single one. But yeah, it's like the acting's like just like mediocre. I think the dad is really good and the mom is pretty good too. The kids are like very. Little kid. kid, you. People are gonna think that's real and they're like, oh my gosh, this kid is being abused. The acting's okay. I think it's just the story and, like, I don't know why it's good. It shouldn't really be that good, but it is. It's
a nostalgia factor.
Yeah, and then it also has, like, some satisfying...
relatability.
It ends at a weird place because the whole thing about him is getting a Red Ryder BB gun, and then he gets it, and then it's not good. He doesn't learn anything, really. Like, there's nothing is satisfied.
Well, it's called A Christmas Story. Yeah. It's like one singular Christmas. So
I think it's supposed to be more of just a try to get you in the mood because it really doesn't. I don't know. It's not. You don't learn any lessons. You don't. Well, he doesn't really succeed because then he shoots his eye out.
I think he learns his lesson about, like, being too confident.
Yeah.
He's humbled.
And he thought, like, he really needed, but he didn't really. Or listen to everybody else or something, I guess, would be one. But yeah, that's number three for show.
All right, this top two is just.
We definitely both have the first one.
Clean. No, we don't.
Oh, we definitely. Two
is White Christmas. Number two, because of how the thing is, these two movies are both equally amazing, and it's just one of them has to be better than the other. One of them,
you're saying Elf is better than White Christmas?
No, what I'm saying is that they both do different kind of things. Because White Christmas, because of the our tradition to watch it before Halloween, it's more of a
Halloween.
Like a Saturday. Halloween, yeah. Christmas, it's more of like a Saturday. And honestly, it's weird because I kind of almost fall asleep sometimes.
I do too.
It's the old kind of crackly, very slow pace.
It's like watching. It's kind of like watching a fire burn. It's like satisfying at parts, but then it kind of gets boring. But you're like, I've been waiting all year to watch this fire burn, or like a fireplace, you know.
Ooh, yeah, I cannot fall asleep to this. But it's a really good story. It's a really good acting, really good music, and it overall just has a perfect thing you would want. And I don't see that many people talking about White Christmas, actually. Like, I rarely
seriously
people doing it, but it's definitely the big, probably the it's one of the big boys, and I'll explain why the best, but.
Alright, my number two is Christmas Vacation. Obviously, the most funniest. I think every scene is not boring. I don't think I get bored once. Maybe in, like, the one where he's, like, talking to the kid, and it's, like, 3 minutes.
Which part?
the where he's, like, he's, and she, like, it's just boring. But everything else is entertaining and funny. And then I think everybody, maybe I could turn a little iffy, but they're all really good actors, and the music is great. The intro, though, like, no other film has done that.
Yeah.
What other film? I've seen another film that does that, but they copied it. But it's
the opening scene is like definitely one of the best.
Christmas Vacation.
Don't they go through a freaking
bow, bow, bow. Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. To get a tree.
Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, they do. But,
It ends really well.
It deserves number two.
Okay.
But you know what deserves number one?
Elf. Elf is definitely my favorite Christmas movie of all time. It's hard to choose between these top five, but I think Elf came out on top because of how perfect it is. It's so funny. Will Ferrell is perfect for his role. I can't see anybody else doing it. Maybe Jesse Eisenhower. Jesse Eisenberg. He might have done it, but he honestly, Will Ferrell couldn't I've done it better, and the music is perfect, the acting is perfect, the comedy is perfect, the story is just so different and so perfect in the way that it's different. And it's just like, it's an overall perfect movie, and it ends, it starts and ends, like, rarely do you have a movie that ends perfectly to what you want it to, and does everything that you want it to, and it does it really well.
Alex, I'm not saying, it's in the top three, but, not one. Oh, gosh, freaking century. Okay, my number one is White Christmas, bro. It's a musical, so if you don't like musicals, you definitely won't like this.
I don't even know if I would consider it. It rarely has, well, actually it does.
It really does it. it's not like a Les Miserables where it's always singing. There's just a song.
There's a lot of talking. It's just, most of it, it's a musical.
So yeah.
Like, the time that they sing is when they're performing.
Yeah, or there's other times. There's like snow. There's also
good songs, though.
What's that one? Count Your Blessings. Yeah, those. Or in the dance, it's kind of like singing. Do they sing in that dance?
I will say the performances are low key boring because they're really long.
The one where they're like, yeah, those like three performances that took a while. Oof, yeah, but all the rest is amazing. Amazingly directed and acted. Bing Crosby. Danny Kaye is the best out of all of them, just saying. Let me make sure that's who it is.
Danny Kaye? Yes, it's definitely Danny Kaye.
Yeah, this.
Bing? I thought it was Ben.
Oh my gosh. Nobody's gonna get that reference.
Bing Crosby. Bing?
Alright, that is the best top. That's the best one. It's White Christmas. Of course, or you wouldn't know, Vibrant Acromatic on YouTube. I don't know if I'm going to post these podcasts on, I probably will, but that's where this will be, and you can comment on the podcast and say your top 10 or what you, or like, attack him with stuff about Elf being number one, because it's obviously number one. I mean, not number one. I mean, frick. Next will be Christmas songs. It's going to be a lot shorter. This one actually hit 34 minutes, but it's probably going to be like 30 minutes because there's a bunch of things I have to cut out. But, these both will go up this Thursday, and the next Thursday we most likely do Christmas trivia, and then other...
Can you discuss what's a Christmas movie, what's not?
Yeah, and then the fourth one...
Controversial.
I don't know what we're going to do on the fourth. I think, like, stories or whatever, stuff like that. Or, like, our top 10, like, small things. Like, top 10 Christmas can stuff. I don't know. Thanks for listening. And look forward to the other one, which will be top 10 Christmas songs.